Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Sharice Potter.
I have a new claimant on the line, Sharice Potter.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, Sharice?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I haven't signed any documents.
Okay, thank you. And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
The Overton cancer.
Ovarian?
Overton. Yes, ovarian. I can't pronounce that word the same. Ovarian.
Okay. That's okay. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed of October the 2023, the third week of October.
October of 2023.
Yeah.
The third week. Would you say around the 25th of October or later?
So it was like in the mid of October, so around that time.
Okay. And then do you remember where you were diagnosed? What facility?
The Cancer Center at the Sinai Grace Hospital.
Grace Hospital. And what city was that in?
That was in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, so is that the one on 6071 Outer Drive in Detroit?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Karen Demon. I hope I'm saying her name, her last name right. Dr. Karen Demon.
Okay, Dr. Karen. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And have you or did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Do you know how many times per year you used hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
I was using it 3 to 4 times a month.
3 to 4 times a month. Okay, so about maybe 36 times a year?
Yes, because I started using it in June of 2015.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Correct, yes.
And what is your date of birth?
March 23rd, 1993.
Right. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you have any other friends or family members who were also affected after using hair relaxer?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay. Right. And then what states were you using hair relaxer in?
Michigan.
Michigan. And you said you started in June of 2015.
Yes, and I stopped using it I stopped using it in October of 2023, the first week.
Okay. And were you applying it, was it weekly or monthly?
I was applying it basically like every month, like three to four times a month. So it was like,
Okay. And so you used it consecutively for about 8 years?
Pardon me?
You used hair relaxer consecutively for about 8 years?
Yes.
8 years. And were you using the hair relaxer at home or was it at a salon?
Home.
At home. Do you remember any of the brands that you were purchasing?
Dark and Lovely.
Okay, Dark and Lovely. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
Pardon me?
Were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you were first using hair relaxer?
After I was using hair relaxer?
Yeah, so from when you first started using hair relaxer to when you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, was that over 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for your diagnosis, did you receive any treatment?
Yes.
And what type of treatment was it?
They gave me chemo through my IV. They gave me like 6 rounds for about 3 months. And they also provided me with like painkillers.
Okay. And do you remember your treatment date?
My treatment date was November of 2023, the first week of November.
2023. And then was your treating doctor the same doctor, Dr. Karen?
Yeah.
It was the same doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, at the same facility?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and then I have your first name spelled S-H-A-R-I-C-E.
Correct.
Last name P-O-T-T-E-R.
Correct.
Okay. And what is your social?
My social is 376-151463.
Thank you. And your primary email?
Charisse, my first name, .po24@gmail.com.
Right, and then your main cell phone number?
313-741-3598.
Perfect. And then what is your current home address?
9550 Faust Avenue, F-A-U-S-T, F, apartment number 213, Detroit, Michigan, 48228.
And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
You said, do I have a copy of my medical record?
Yes.
Not on hand.
Okay, but you do have them?
Yes. Yes, but it's in a hospital.
Okay. Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
I don't have emergency contact.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Pardon me?
Have you used DocuSign before?
DocuSign?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's okay. Then I just sent over some documents to you. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one's easier to open up, and then I can walk you through that.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I got it through the email. Do you agree to receive future SMM messages from document at this number? Yes. Wow. Okay. Okay, so it says select start to begin?
Yes.
So I gotta press start.
Yeah, it should be at the top right.
Okay.
And then that should take you to the first signature field.
Uh-huh. And I gotta sign my signature on a thing.
Yes, and then it'll say adopt and sign.
Okay. Can I just adopt it and initial? Do I press that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And once that finish, do I press finish?
Yes, if it doesn't say next or continue, yeah, you can go ahead and press finish.
Okay.
Okay, I just received it.
Okay.
All right. So the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And then I will go ahead and send you a text as well for my direct line with my number as well as the attorney's in case you had any questions for me, or if you missed their call, you can give them a call back.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, and then that is pretty much all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am, that's about it.
Okay, all right, then I will send you a text from a 949 area code with my information, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.